Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Violence hit the small town of Wayland over the holiday weekend. In fact, it was the town's first homicide in 26 years. 18-year-old Nathaniel Fujita, a track and football star at Wayland High School, was arrested yesterday and charged with killing his former girlfriend, Lauren Astley, also 18. WBUR's Nancy Cohen has more.
Like a lot of people her age, Lauren Astley had a spark for life. She volunteered in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina, was about to go away to college in the fall, and had a job at the Natick Mall. And she had a longtime boyfriend with whom she had recently broken up. State Prosecutor Lisa McGovern says Astley phoned Nathaniel Fujita, her former boyfriend, when she was at work on Sunday.
Those phone calls occurred close to the time that she left work, approximately 6:30 in the afternoon. After that point, that evening, Lauren Astley did not return home.
Later that night, the police found Astley's Jeep parked at the town beach, the windows down, her purse and computer on the front seat. The next morning, her body was discovered submerged in a marsh with a severe wound on the neck. Middlesex District Attorney Jerry Leone says she died from the wounds and strangulation. Nathaniel Fujita is charged with first-degree murder. Leone calls it a case of teen dating violence.
We are very confident that it was about the perpetrator exercising power and control over someone he had a fairly long relationship with.
Many people in the community say they are shocked by the crime, like Alan Klein, a grandfather and retired business executive.
It's just tragic that it happened to such a young, talented girl with her whole life ahead of her.
At the Wayland House of Pizza, the owner, Moody Abdallah, says he recognized Lauren Astley when he saw her picture in the news.
The poor girl, she was here last, I believe, Tuesday or Monday with one of her girlfriends. They ate pizza on a Friday. They sit here for almost like 45 minutes, 1 hour. She's a nice girl, you know, she was happy.
Jed Dawson and his son Sam are having a sub and pizza for lunch. Dawson, a resident for 20 years, says normally Wayland is a town that's under the radar.
It's just disturbing that somebody could have such little value to life and do something like that.
Dawson noted the person the police had arrested wasn't from out of town.
If it was an outside person that came in and did this, it would be different. When you see a relationship situation like this go bad, it's not like a perpetrator that came in from somewhere else.
The alleged perpetrator's family and the victim's family knew each other. Lauren Astley's father has a message for the parents of Nathaniel Fujita.
Lauren's mother and I share the anguish of Nate's parents, who put so much caring and love into Nate and my daughter as well. We want them to know that.
Fujita's attorney, William Sullivan, has a similar message for the Astleys from Fujita's parents.
This is a very upsetting thing for parents to go through on both sides. But, you know, they're upset also for the victim's family and for the victim.
Nathaniel Fujita has no prior criminal record. He was denied bail. His next court date is August 15th. At 90.9 WBUR, this is Nancy Cohen.